In past legislative sessions, we've heard from condo owners who say they need some help dealing with their associations. This session, they just might get it. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has a reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Bethann.
When we've talked to condo owners who have called us and told us their woes and their troubles with their associations, and they feel so belittled, they feel so small, they feel they can't possibly take on this huge group of people, both in their association and perhaps in the association's management, it's almost as if they're asking for some sort of referee between their needs and what they're hearing from their association or management. Is that really on the docket this time for the legislative session?
We'll see whether it gets a hearing or not, but there is some support for an ombudsman, an office, so that condo owners can turn to that office for help when they're having disputes. Anita Hofschneider, for example, talked to a condo owner out at Pearl Ridge Gardens and Tower, and he didn't belong to the board, but then he found out his maintenance fees were going to jump nearly 50%. Why? What was going on there? And, well, the only alternatives they really have is one, they can pay them. They can go into mediation. They can hire an attorney. The state can help a little bit, the Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs, but it's limited. There's no hotline. So maybe having an office, an ombudsman, a referee, as you say, might be a way to help condo owners. It is similar, the bill that's being proposed, to what exists in Nevada. By the way, it's a bunch of there's a bunch of bills that are being proposed, considered for condo owners at the legislature this session.
So why should lawmakers get involved with this?
Well, it's interesting. Anita talked to Matt LaPresti, a representative who has a condo out in Eva, a townhouse, and he's at that Haseco complex. Well, same deal with him. Maintenance fees increased as well. You remember that they were going to build a marina, but then they said, no, it's going to be a lagoon, and then there's lawsuits filed. LaPresti is involved with that. So he's actually going to introduce an omnibus bill. It's something that affects a heck of a lot of people here in the islands, given that home ownership buying a house is so expensive. Condos, townhouses, apartments are the better route. Now, whether lawmakers are going to adopt this, we'll see. But they themselves are getting involved in these disputes, and so they have their own personal interests as well as representing their constituents.
Nothing like getting a personal experience with that to be able to show you what everybody else may be dealing with. But I can't imagine that the management associations are particularly happy about having somebody else going to bat for condo owners.
They're not. Anita spoke to a lobbyist for one of those organizations. They said, look, it's a waste of money. We actually had an omnibus, rather a condo court some years back, and it only handled a few cases. This person actually described their problem as being fake news, that really it's being exaggerated. But at the same time, he and the association are looking at clarifying condo laws to try and see, for example, who should be allowed to speak or even attend a board meeting. So it's going to be a topic. Roz Baker, by the way, the senator from Maui, is somewhat skeptical of an ombudsman office. She says that one thing needs to be done for condo owners is you got to read the law. You got to know what the law says. It's a little complicated, but do we really need to expand the bureaucracy?
No, but maybe we need some sort of explainer who can help with that, because it can be dicey looking through all of
yes,
that stuff.
Can.
Thanks very much, Chad. Talk to you in the morning.
Thanks, Bethann.
Chad Blair joins us every day from Civil Beat with a reality check.